Ladies, the whitest pigment money can buy is in Energene Shoe White. That's the reason it gives shoes a snowy whiteness that's unsurpassed. Whitens evenly, too, from toe to heel, and actually cleans as it whitens. Today, get the best, whitest Energene Shoe White of all time.
Now we present once again Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble. A little Iowa girl who married one of America's most handsome actors, Larry Noble, matinee idol of a million other women. The story of what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Keep it clean with Energene. A dress that's marred by a dirty grease spot can prove highly embarrassing to you. So get Energene cleaning fluid and be sure to use it whenever you see such a spot on your clothing. You'll say it's amazing how Energene makes grease spots go right before your eyes. It doesn't matter whether it's a dress, hat, upholstered chair, or broadloom rug, Energene will remove grease spots from it quickly and beautifully. That's because Energene is specifically designed to remove grease spots from almost anything you can think of. And that even includes such delicate fabrics as rayon and lace. Simply follow directions and you'll see that Energene cleans so efficiently, it leaves no telltale rings where spots have been. Remember, regardless of how much you pay, you can get nothing, absolutely nothing, that'll remove even the most stubborn grease spots more quickly or more dependably than Energene cleaning fluid. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean, so keep it clean with Energene. And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Since Larry Noble's jealousy flared up when he found Eric Jackson, the famous playwright, saying words of endearment to Mary, the house at Rosehaven, Long Island, is no longer the happy place it's been for the past years. For now, Larry is living in New York at the Green Room Club, while Mary is staying on alone in the house that now seems haunted by the memories of their former life. And at the same time, some miles away on Long Island, Eric Jackson is sitting at his portable typewriter, his attention so riveted on his work that he doesn't hear the door to his room open until...
Still at it, Eric? I thought you said you were all finished.
What? Why, Clint Waters, I didn't hear you come in.
I knocked a couple of times that you were too absorbed in your work to answer, so I popped my head in. All right?
Perfectly all right. I've just finished. I just rewrote the last few lines to the third act of my new play.
And now are you satisfied with your play?
Yes, I am, Clint. I'm entirely satisfied with it now.
Good for you. Now the thing is to get it in the works.
I've told you what I intend doing with this play.
Oh, now look here, Eric. You're not going to go through with that harebrained scheme of giving your play away just like that.
I'm taking it to Mary Noble. After that, I'm returning home to Florida.
You'd better think it over, Eric. You might be giving away a young fortune.
All right, so much the better. I feel that I owe Mary more than I could ever repay in a lifetime. This is the only gesture I can make to show her something of what I feel.
Holy smoke, you've really got it bad. And you're putting me in a tough spot, too.
I don't see why.
You haven't just been through the scene I have with Holly Bonwell. After all, he wanted to produce your play at his summer theater, you know. I tell you, Eric, I'm just about worn out.
Well, it's your own fault, Clint. If you'd let me handle the man, I'd have told him off in no time at all.
Ooh, I hate to think of it, Eric. I got Bonwell out of the deal just in time.
I don't see it, Clint. Bonwell has nothing to complain about. He's had a nice fat sum of money from me for taking my play on. That in itself is hardly the usual thing for me.
I know. Eric Jackson's plays are snapped up before they're out of the typewriter. But you forget that you wanted to be somewhere near Mary Noble. And the Summer Shore Theater happens to be only a few miles away from where she lived at Rosehaven. That made it a little hard to arrange. It narrowed the field considerably.
I understand all that, Clinton. I was willing to pay Bonwell handsomely for giving the play a tryout. And since it didn't work the way we expected, that's just too bad.
Yeah, you ought to hear Bonwell on the subject.
I still say he has no legitimate kick coming. I've told him to pocket the money and forget about the whole deal.
That was great when you told him that. It nearly upset the apple cart for me, but good.
What did Bonwell mean when he said, what money? Why did you drag him out of here in such a hurry right at that point?
Bonwell's hysterical. I don't want any more scenes, Eric. Now that I've got him somewhat quieted down, I want to have a final talk to you about that play. Why not give it back to Bonwell now that it's rewritten? Let's go on with the original deed.
No, that's out, Clint. I've already told you that. I don't want anything more to do with that place. I'm going to give it to Mary Noble.
You're making a big mistake. Particularly since you've already arranged with me to help a financialist.
She's going to get the play. That's final.
Yeah, but this money I gave you, what about that? Does she still get that too?
Of course. I'll see to it that you have a check the first of every month. And you'll have it applied to her salary at her new job. Without her knowledge, of course.
That's right.
By the way, where is this job of hers, then?
What? It's with one of the big jewelry outfits.
Well, I suspected that, but which one?
What the hell is the name of that company? It's not tip of my tongue, but I can't say it. Look here, if you want the packs, I'll write them to you back in Florida.
All right, Clint. But right now, I've got to get started. There's a plane leaving in a little over an hour, and that gives me just time enough to leave this play off at Rose Haven and get to the airfield.
You mean you want to take the play to Mary Noble in person?
I want to leave it at her house to be sure she gets it.
No, I wouldn't do that, Eric.
Well, why not?
Because she's not at home.
Who says so?
Hang it all, I do. I know that she moved out of her house right after that argument over you. So you told me yourself that you were with Larry when he found that note from her saying she'd gone.
I know, but she must be back by now.
She isn't. What's more, if you stop by, you're going to run smack into Larry. And how do you think he's going to like it when you hand him this manuscript and say, my parting gift to your wife?
I don't see what you mean. But I thought, of course, she'd be back. Well, I did want to get one last glimpse of her.
You won't find her there. That much I know. And if I were you, I'd keep away from Rosie.
How am I going to get this play to?
Better give it to me. I'll attend to it, Eric.
Well, thanks a lot. That's very decent of you, Clint. Very decent.
Oh, glad to do it, old man. And now I'm going to see you to the airport. This time I'm going to see you on the plane. Come on, Eric. I'll drive you out there in my new car.
And while Clint Waters plays his dangerous game of juggling people to his own advantage, Larry Noble has obeyed the impulse to visit Regina Rawlings in her lavish penthouse apartment in New York. Partly because he's restless and lonely, and partly because he hopes she really may be going to produce a play in which he can star. And so he's sitting on her spacious terrace, as she says,
I was wondering whether you'd condescend to show up, or if you'd just ignore all those telephone messages I've been leaving at this club, Larry.
I'm sorry if I didn't answer right away. I wasn't in until just a little while ago.
So they kept telling me all day. But I didn't know if that was the truth or if I was just getting the runaround.
There wouldn't be much point in that, would there, Regina?
I don't know. You tell me.
Of course there wouldn't.
I thought perhaps you'd call me when you woke up this morning.
What for?
Really, Larry, you are impossible at times. Usually when I've spent a long and very pleasant evening with an attractive man, he calls me the next day. Or sends flowers. Some little sign that he's enjoyed himself.
I'm sorry I seem so lacking in manners. But you see, Regina, we did get together on a purely business basis. And so quite naturally, it never occurred to me to think you'd give me a second thought. At least until we'd managed to collect a few plays to discuss.
Larry Noble, did you really think that?
Of course. Isn't that the way it should be?
How can you be so impersonal?
Well, the stage is a business with me. And as such, it's entirely cut and dry.
I can't be like that. Oh, I'm not an entire fool about business, my dear.
I'm sure you're not.
But I can't work with people when I don't like them. And I do think it's so much nicer when two people really enjoy one another. The way I hoped it would be with us. You mean to say that last night didn't mean anything to you? It
meant a good deal of embarrassment when Marty Rufus printed that nonsense in the newspaper column about us in the paper this morning. Just because we were seen together in a nightclub.
Oh, well, I begin to see. You're trying to tell me that your wife objects to these little excursions, even though they're quite innocent.
Regina, I don't mean anything of the sort.
And I suppose you're so distant and hard to get along with now because you've had such a hard time explaining me to Mr. Noble.
You're talking like a fool. Mary understands that anyone I go out with in the course of my career is purely a business friend.
You're sure? I'd never understand a thing like that, Larry. If I were married to you, I'd be the most tigerish woman in the world.
Can't we talk about something else? You said you had a definite play to discuss.
Oh, yes. You want to get right down to business. All right, Larry Noble. You'll see that I'm as good as my word. You'll see that when I tell you I want to produce a play this fall, and a good one, that I mean every word.
Good.
That's more than you can say, isn't it? You or your agent, Ted Norris, what have you brought for?
There hasn't been time to get anything together.
It has for me. In spite of all the things you think of me.
You keep insisting on reading my mind.
Well, I'm fairly good at it, don't you think?
No. You're very bad.
I don't believe it. Never mind, Larry. Even if you think I'm far too personal in my business dealings, just you read the play I have for you.
Who wrote it?
I'm not going to tell you. Aren't you a snob wanting to know who wrote it? Must you only read plays by famous authors?
Of course not. I only wondered because I'd probably know what to expect. And I might save us both time if I knew who the author was.
You mean you could tell whether it was a good play or not just by knowing the author's name?
You do like to twist people's words around, don't you, Regina?
All right, Larry. Just you read this. And I'll tell you this much. The author is a very famous man. A man whom you respect very deeply.
Why not tell me who it is?
Because I'd rather not. Just you read the play. Let me know what you think. I won't make a sound, Larry. Go right ahead and read.
And at the same time, Mary Noble's been sitting in the screened-in porch of her Rosehaven, Long Island home, trying to calm her nerves. Trying not to think of Larry and finding it impossible. Maud Marlowe, her friend and confidant, has gone upstairs to bed. And so Mary sits alone. And then suddenly the doorbell rings.
Who in the world could that be at this hour? Must be some mistake. It wakes the whole house. Maybe it's a telegram from Larry. But no, he telephones. Why do I always think every sound will be Larry? Always Larry. Who is it?
That you, Mary?
Yes, who is it?
You recognize me? It's Flint Waters. I'm going to be in.
What do you want?
Is that any way to behave? I have a present for you.
Thanks just the same, Flint, but I don't want any of your presents.
Oh, now, just a minute. Listen, will
you? Suppose you listen to me. You've brought enough trouble to Larry and to me. You talked Larry into giving you a check for $5,000. A sum of money that represented nearly all of our savings. And you knew at the time that there wasn't a chance of ever getting it back. Now you have the effrontery to come here and talk about presents.
You've got me all wrong, Mary. What I have here will more than repay you the $5,000 Larry loaned me.
We don't want a penny more than the money that is rightfully ours. Money that you owe to us.
But I tell you, I've got it right here. Now, may I come in?
All right, Clint. But please don't try to talk me into any of your shady enterprises. Because it won't work.
Flint Waters walks into Mary Noble's living room with a self-assured smile on his face. Mary watches him with mounting anger. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star. Keep it clean with Energene. Socially and in business, first impressions are important. And they're bound to be bad if your clothing is marred by dirty grease spots. So keep them clean with Energene cleaning fluid. It makes even the most deep-down grease spot go right before your eyes in a jiffy. Just remember, Energene will clean it quickly and beautifully if it's a dress, coat, suit, hat, tie, rug, or even upholstery. No matter whether the fabric is rayon or silk, velvet or lace, simply follow directions, and Energene will remove the grease spots without leaving telltale rings to mark the places where spots have been. Energene is so good that you can get nothing at any price that'll remove even the most stubborn grease spots better or faster. So keep your clothes, your upholstered pieces, and your rugs in better condition by keeping them clean with Energene. It's easy to use. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean, so keep it clean with Energene. Mary Noble, Backstage Wife, will be on the air again tomorrow at the same time. Ford Bond speaking for the makers of Energene cleaning fluid.
Notice, when your dentist cleans your teeth, he often starts with powder. His powder is not for home use, but there is a powder made for daily home use, Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. You'll be amazed, for its cleansing power is remarkable. So remarkable, it quickly reveals the natural sparkle of your teeth. Try Dr. Lyons today.